August 20th, 2017. Our 10:30 meeting is about ready to take roll at 10:40. Please, Mr. Secretary, take the roll.
Grace Aaron?
Here.
Grace Aaron, present. Ken Aaron?
Here.
Ken Aaron, present. Jonathan Alexander? Marlena Bond?
Here.
Marlena Bond, present. Sandy Childs?
Excused absence.
Roberta Eichmann?
Present.
Roberta Eichmann, present. Stephen Franz?
He asked for an excused absence.
Jamie Gomez?
Here.
Jamie Gomez, present. Jan Goodman? Ricardo Hernandez?
Jan Goodman also.
Stephen Kaiser?
Here.
Stephen Kaiser, present. Doug Kriegel?
Here.
Doug Kriegel, present. Maggie LaPique?
Present.
Maggie LaPique, present. Ali Lexa, excused absence. Barbara Marbach?
Present.
Barbara Marbach, present. Ishmael Parra?
Here.
Ishmael Parra, present. Reza Poor?
Here.
Reza Poor, present. Dorothy Reich? Dorothy Reich, present. Myla Reason, excused absence. Lawrence Reyes? Lance Simmons?
Here.
Lance Simmons, present. Fernando Velasquez? Fernando Velasquez, present. Lisa Wong?
Okay.
Lisa Wong, present. We have 15 present. Chairman, we have quorum.
Okay.
You're going to be excused absence, I thought. Okay, I apologize. Mansoor Sabah is present.
And Ricardo Hernandez was absent.
Jan Goodman is absent. Jonathan Alexander is absent.
Jan Goodman excused.
Jan Goodman excused absence.
Do Jonathan Alexander, Ricardo Hernandez, or Lawrence Reyes have excused absence?
I do not believe so.
Okay. If they come in along the way, I will mark them present.
Thank you. Okay.
Does anyone not have an agenda?
You have extra copies?
I have lots of extra copies.
Can we leave some extra copies right there on the table for people as they walk in? Thank you.
Here's
thank you.
There should be a bunch of them down at the end of the table as well. Okay.
Okay, we'd like to designate timekeepers if there's any volunteers.
I volunteer.
Okay, Mansoor and Steve.
I'll do the individuals.
Okay, Steve will do the individuals and Mansoor will do the categories. Thank you. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes of July 16th, 2017? On the agenda it says June 11th, but it should read July 16th.
Point of order?
Yes?
I believe we should approve the agenda before the minute. Okay, no, I take it back. I withdraw.
We have to approve the excused absences.
Yeah,
I move to approve the minute.
Okay. Thank you. Is there any objection to approving the excused absences? Hearing none, excused absences are approved. Thank you. Are there any objections to approving the minutes of July 16th, 2017? Hearing none. The minutes of July 16th, 2017 are hereby approved. Next up is approving the proposed agenda.
I'd like to make an amendment.
Maybe. Okay.
Grace Aaron with an amendment.
I believe that Christine Blasdale, the general manager, is coming.
Yeah, she's parking. I saw her.
And so I'd like to add a general manager report. And I'd like to add it as 2A1 and make the director's report, report A2. Or just make it A, GM report, let's say 10 minutes, and then B would be Q&A, 10 minutes. And then that would make C, the director's reports, and D, the treasurer's reports, and E, the Q&A for directors and treasurer.
Second.
Okay.
Anyone opposed to the proposed amendment?
So is it going to be in the 10 minutes for the GM report? Everything else is the same?
Well, it's 20 minutes altogether.
Oh, okay.
So that would Q&A. Nice.
That would make the meeting 130 minutes. Yeah, I announced that.
Okay, all right. You're good. 2 hours, that's beautiful.
Okay.
So, is there any objection to approving the proposed agenda as amended by Grace Aaron? Hearing none, the proposed agenda is approved. We have an hour and 30 minutes on the agenda, and it is 15 to 11 now. Can we set time certain for 1 o'clock? Is there any objection to setting time certain for 1 o'clock? Hearing none, time certain is set for 1 o'clock. I understand that some people are parked in two-hour parking areas, so if anyone needs to leave to go move their car and come back, please feel free to do so. Committee recruitment. Marlena, would you like to speak on that?
I did send out an email a couple days ago asking if anyone wanted to join the Programming Oversight Committee, and no response, so that leaves me.
You got no response?
No response, no. So a couple people will, one person is going to be out on our first meeting, and Monsieur will be there, so it'll be me and him.
Okay, and when's the date of that?
That is, I believe, September. It's on a Tuesday night at 7 o'clock, September 5th. Yeah.
Okay, so programming oversight to meet on September 5th at what time?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. What's the location? At the station, KPFK station. Thank you. Any other?
John Nichols is going to be doing a thing on September 5th.
Any other committees that would like to speak about their committees at this time, so far as recruitment? Ray Sapur?
Office committee, the last Thursday of each month, 7:30, we meet at the station. And also outreach committee every Friday on the corner of Sunset Echo Park with our panel recruiting people to listen to KPFK.
Okay, thank you, Raisa. Outreach committee is meeting the fourth Thursday of each month at 7:30 at the KPFK station. Thank you.
Last Thursday.
Is it the last Thursday or the fourth Thursday? Because it's always been the fourth Thursday.
There might be some last.
Sometimes the fourth Thursday is the last. Sometimes the last Thursday is the fifth Thursday.
Right.
So we need.
They're all going for last.
Okay. Last Thursday is fine. Thank you. Any other announcements? Yes.
Fund drive is going to start Tuesday to next Thursday. We need everybody to come and answer phone calls. Unfortunately, we don't have enough volunteers, and the thought has occurred to get an overflow call center, which we reject that. But I'm encouraging you, and if you can, please do come at the peak hours to answer phone calls. We do need that money.
Peak hours?
6:30 a.m. to 11, and then 3 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Those are the peak hours.
Roberta?
Can I ask for the question, why has it been rejected to have an overflow call center? Because this is a persistent problem.
It's a very expensive endeavor. It just sucks up all our money. We're trying to have more manpower in a phone room.
Well, what were the peak hours again?
6:30 a.m. to 11, and then from 3 p.m. to 6:30, 7 p.m. But then the rest, we have enough people to answer phone calls.
Not necessarily.
We need people all day and all night.
Okay. So I know that the phone center is always looking for a few good people. Any other announcements, Steve Kaiser?
We've put together the strategic planning committee pretty well at this point. For the moment, we're going to meet the second Wednesday of the month at 7 o'clock at the Peace Center. We have a good group of people. We're having some good discussions on this. Hopefully, some of the rest of you can join us. We're having it on the west side. It's convenient to most of our members. So that's 7 o'clock, Peace Center, second Wednesday.
Thank you, Steve.
Next meeting is the 13th.
13th of
September.
Okay. Any other announcements? Hearing none, Christine Blasdale hasn't arrived yet.
She has.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see her. No. Okay. So, Christine, you're up if you'd like to give us a report.
First of all, did everyone receive an email pretty much the report? Okay. So you already have pretty much the nuts and bolts of what has been going on. Regarding some extra revenue outside or additional help from outside of people calling up, the matching fund from the Maximum Difference Foundation, that $10,000 did come in, and I was very appreciative to them and asked them, since we're having another drive, I did put that out again to see if they would do it again. And I didn't hear from them on Friday, so I said I put another little friendly reminder, and they said that they are considering it. So I'm hoping that by tomorrow I get word that they'll do another match. That helps because it's $10,000 extra. And it also motivates people to pledge in the $1,000 chunks. One reason, and I know people, they go, oh, another fund drive. Part of the reason is that for September, our goal is to have the entire month of September without a fund drive so that we can really work on developing regular programming. We've got some new shows that are kind of here and there, some switches, so we want to develop that audience. But really, it's kind of like going back to school. It's a fresh start. We're hoping that we can kind of do that whole thing. Now, that means that if we do well on this fund drive, because the last fund drive was also a short one. It was 11 days, and we were short quite a bit of money. That's why also the urgency for it to start on Tuesday. That said, I'm only going to have it go 10 days. So in 10 days, we need to make close to $300,000. That's $30,000 a day. If you're not really familiar with the fund drives, it depends on every show doing really well. Unfortunately, the last fund drive and the last few fund drives, there's a lot of shows that aren't doing well. You cannot obviously put just Christine on, you know, or one or two shows repeatedly over and over again. So that means we either don't make our goal and then we have to do some serious cuts. And when we do serious cuts, we always know what that means. It's not saying that we're going to not, you know, get coffee. We're talking about possibilities of personnel. I don't want to lose any people on staff. But that's kind of the pressure that I'm getting from upstairs, so to speak. They want us to cut our costs. They want us to cut our costs already without even looking at the fact, you know, if we make our fund drive or not. So I'm pushing back as much as I can on that and saying, let us do this next drive. Let's see how we are. But every single month, so you know, because I don't know if you know, every single month we have approximately $250,000 in expenses. That comes from nowhere else but our listeners pledging $100 a time, $50 a time, until we have some wonderful endowment from somebody. $36,000 each month goes to National. $36,000 a month. It doesn't matter if there's 28 days in that month or 31 days. Every month, $36,000. There's approximately $24,000 that goes to health care. And healthcare, medical, and well over 100,000 going to payroll. Then we have electricity and all that other stuff. So I'm working on trying to do as many outside of the box ideas to raise a few funds. Maggie has done amazingly with our outreach and media sponsorship. That's money that comes in that's not us being on the air begging for it. So that's incredibly valuable, those media sponsorships. That's what you see on the website. That's what you hear, those carts, you know, performing at this place is blah, 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 blah. Those media sponsorships are real dollars that come in. I'd like to have an expansion of that, but we have one Maggie, and Maggie has already really worked to the max. Not only on doing the media sponsorships, but she's also, I mean, she's the music director, so when we're in Fun Drive, she has to deal with the music programmers and getting them ready for that. So some things that I'm trying to work on the outside, I'm working in partnership right now, as you saw in the report, with a nonprofit solar organization. Basically, anybody that is interested in possibly getting an estimate from a solar company that's in their area, and there's a whole bunch of different ones in your area, if they go through our website and they say, okay, I'm kind of interested in hearing about it, they show the organization their electric bill, we'll get $100 just for that. If they decide to go solar, which is great, we get $500 on top of it. That's something that we don't have to send out any premiums on. We don't have to do anything. And if enough people do it, that's a little bit of money that comes in. It's not a lot, but it's a little bit. What was my? Of course, you know the EEO was filed. I do believe that, and you can ask the members of the board who are actually staff members or who are volunteer staff. The overall energy at the station is much better. The last couple of weeks, in addition to just sort of getting ready for the fund drive, I've been trying to make the station a little bit more presentable, because it's really kind of embarrassing to take people on tours. And if you have any big donors that you want to impress, you walk through there and it looks like a crime scene has happened. So I'm happy to say that we're cleaned the carpets. Many of the carpets were really disgusting. I'm really trying to get also staff just to clean up their areas. I feel like a mom sometimes, but just trying to make the overall appearance of the station be as nice as possible. That said, I've just been concentrating on Fun Drive, trying to run the station day to day, but also trying to come up with an all-station list. We've got some wonderful things to offer this Fun Drive. We just need support in the phone room. That's absolutely critical. So I've been wearing a couple hats in the last couple of weeks, doing as much for Fun Drive as I can, but also doing the station stuff. So if you can come down at all, please do. And Terry, when he talked about the expense of the, is it a matter of the expense of the overflow call center, or was it more of a logistical thing about getting them all the information?
Well, it's a bit of both.
Yeah.
At this point, we're not ready. We don't have everything in place to enable it on day one of the fund drive.
So even if we waited, if we wanted to do it for the big one, October, it would be cost prohibitive?
No. I would hope we'd be ready by then.
Okay.
There's some technical.
But what about the argument that it's expensive?
Well,
it's also expensive to not get people to answer calls.
Yeah. I mean, you're trying to, ideally, you have enough people on hand in the phone room to take calls, and so the number of calls rolling over would be minimal. But, you know, we pay them per minute of phone time.
How much do we pay them per minute?
Yeah. Well, I forget what it was last time.
Okay. Yeah. So the last time we had the over call center, because they didn't have enough manpower, so they would put people on hold. For every minute that we were put on hold, that was 90 cents. So people were on hold 15 minutes, 10 minutes. And when Zuberi was IGM, he actually was going to look into it and confront them to say, look, you have overcharged us. And I think it was like something like $100,000, if I'm not mistaken. But then, unfortunately, Zuberi was let go of, and then we didn't follow up on it.
So if we were to pursue any kind of call center, that would be in writing. Yeah. No, because I remember, because I was one of the people that called. I was on a show, doing the show, and I said, are they picking up the phones? And so I called. And I was on hold for a long time. I didn't know that it was costing station.
Yeah. The other thing is, because they don't understand the style of fund drive that we do, that people call up and say, you know, 3 days ago in Democracy Now, this and that. And they try to help them, but they are lost in the sea. Yeah. So they keep talking with them. When we had told them, it's like, look, somebody calls you with a complaint and say, thank you very much, here's the phone number, call that number. And then they didn't know how to actually look for things of premiums up for people, especially the last few days, and that's what really drove us to the ground.
Regardless, this is fund drive starting in a couple days. We're not going to have that resource, and I'm going to tell you, as somebody who's there, and I know Marlena knows this, and I know Mansoor knows this, and Maggie, way too many times in a really busy hour when we could be making a lot of money because it's a popular thank you gift or whatever. There's this man, Terry, is by himself. So not only is he answering all these, I mean, there's a bunch of people trying to give us money. He's answering as fast as he can, but then he's organizing the phone room. So he's also making sure that the next premium, the show is ready. Oh, they didn't put their things. It's last minute, blah, 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 blah. So really, really need as much help as we can. And I'll do my best to make sure that if there's any staff that's around, that I pull them from what they're doing. Yeah.
Just a thought, and I'm sure you've explored this, but even we've really used our volunteers out the wazoo, and I can see why it's hard, but can we justify a budget of a $15 an hour equivalent of a temp to come in on a schedule just for this drive, you know, without having to do a whole thing with a outside vendor and all, just someone we know that would be willing to do this work as needed for the drive.
I would be happy if I could just have someone, and someone even that's on that has worked with us before, to be our volunteer coordinator, even if it's just temporary for a few hours, because that person can be calling our real volunteers. We can't pay 5-10 people for 10 days that amount, but if I could have somebody that I could pay. If I could have someone that I could pay a few hours, then, and I did that the last drive. We did that because we needed to. We had someone that we needed to just call up people, and when volunteers wanted to come in, they would contact them and say, "Oh, here's the schedule. Here's when we really need you. Can come in." So I will do that.
It simplifies it. We don't have to vet and have a contract with new people on connect time and all. It's for the time they would be sitting in the phone room, yeah, and we could plan it.
Yeah. Anyway, it's really hard to raise $30,000 a day.
So it looks like we're moving into the question and answer session. I got Steve. Anyone else after Steve like to have a question? Marlena? Anyone else? Risa?
How long is the October fund drive going to go? 20 days instead of these 10?
The October will be
long. So about 3 weeks is what it goes. I think we ought to explore making it more attractive to be a volunteer, to come down there and do that. For one thing, I've been bringing people, you know, they're interested in my experience with KPFK. I'm bringing friends in that would hang out for a couple hours to answer the phone. So we need to explore that, to ask friends that are interested, if they'd like to come down and answer the phones for a couple hours, get a feel for KPFK, and many do, because, you know, they get to step in to see something that's, you know, and meet, you know, figures like Christine and Maggie that they've heard about for years on the radio, and they get to meet them. So it's an attractive thing. So if we have a budget also that will spring for pizzas and salad so that we'll feed you when you come down there, it creates more of a party atmosphere. And also, I was wondering, is there any way on phone calls that we can capture the phone numbers of people that called in that we didn't answer? Because we could call them back.
I think there's... Terry just stepped out for a second.
They do come up on their phone.
Terry,
do they?
Terry just stepped out.
Unless they don't...
There is...
Okay, let's let Christine answer this.
Yeah. I do believe there is something that if all the phone lines... there's somebody that comes on and says, hello, your call is really urgent. And I believe that there is a point where it says to leave their number. We don't want that because...
We don't.
No, because it's an impulse thing.
But I'd be happy to call up every one of those people and see if I can sell them on the product. I mean, I'll volunteer to do that. If we can catch...
He can answer the question. He just stepped out for a second.
Okay. So we got Marlena next.
Can we put a call out to local schools, high schools, colleges, and have some of the students from there come out and answer phones? I'm sure they'd love to.
We just need somebody to do it.
Yeah, we need to figure out a way to do that.
If any one of you would like to do an outreach on volunteers, that would be fantastic.
Who's our volunteer coordinator?
We don't have one. But that's what I'm saying, is that when we do a call out for students, we need to have somebody that will answer their call or answer their email. And that will be...
I'll call there tomorrow. Okay.
We can reach out to local associated student bodies and things like that. Because they love getting involved in things like that.
Now, if somebody could do that would be
can
great.
Can we get extra credit?
Okay, Rachel's next.
Yes, Christine, thank you. But believe me, in last week, I was in 5 different demonstration event, and KPFK was missing, was not there to interview. I'm not, questioning, the news. When he was in charge of the news department, KPFK were all over, Calisad, LA, Valley College, here interviewing people, and the kids going home, Mom, listen to KPFK. They interview me. If something is missing, believe it or not, on the corner of Sunset Echo Park, we put table with banner and everything, collecting email and everything, people to listen to KPFK. Please, we need some, this news department has to be on every corner, interviewing people, and people are going to listen to KPFK.
We need a better, and this is, I realized this after I filed the EEO report, because there wasn't a lot of documentation about our interaction with schools, with interns, with training young people, not a whole lot of information for me to go on. That said, one of the issues is that we don't have enough volunteers in the newsroom. We have one full-time news director, and we have one part-time anchor and journalist, Dan Fritz. So we have 1.5 people to cover this massive area of Los Angeles, and they're only doing a 15-minute cast. Personally, I think that's ridiculous. We're the largest media metropolis. We have more things happening in Los Angeles, in particular. I mean, everything every day is happening now that with Trump being around. So we should have a full half hour at least, or do news headlines. I can't do that with my budget for my news department because I have 1.5 people.
Can we bring in interns?
Yeah, that's the next thing. That's the next step. We have to have an internship program through not only the news department but also through production, because production needs it. And production meaning training people to work on programs as producers, as engineers, and things like that.
Thank you, Christine.
Yeah.
Mr. Secretary, please note Jonathan Alexander has arrived. Okay. Fernando, you're next.
Christine, thank you for the incredible amount of time you put into this work. In the past, we had a book right at the phone room at the entrance on top of the piano where phone volunteers will register their presence there, name, contact info and stuff. In the following fund drives, we use that data in order to reach the people who we already know they're committed to KPFK. That's why
already there.
Yeah. If we could reach out to these people who already know, we already know they have a commitment to us, and call them before the fund drive starts, because we know in the past they have proven to us that they are battle KPFK. Is it possible to give priority list to these names and numbers before we go out somewhere else?
Yeah. No. I don't know the volunteer list that we have. I'm not certain how that's generated. Do you know, Terry?
The database?
Is that from that log? Or?
Well, in the past it has been. I don't know what the recent practice has been regarding that list.
So
I know Kiana recovered that at the end of the fund drive, so it's in the office.
Okay.
Sign-ins from last time.
All right. Well, that will be, because this is really a quite an urgent thing, that'll be my first thing I do tomorrow, is make sure that she has a hold of that and at least makes copies and starts calling.
The effectiveness and the size and the value of that list depends a lot on the people in the phone room when a new person comes in to answer the phones, to ask him immediately to fill and put their contact info there, so we have it for the following fund drive.
Yeah.
If no one asks him, people don't know they're supposed to do that.
No, that's a great idea, though, to use that list. That's really, really good. We'll do that. That's much easier than searching everywhere else.
We're going a little bit over on this.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Fine, not a problem. I've got Ismael, Maggie, and Mansoor. Ismael?
May I add to the conversation that was just happened?
Is it okay? So I talked with Kiana, and that's what she has done. She has made phone calls, but unfortunately, people know that there is a fund drive coming up. However, when they've been asked, can you come this hours to this hours, they don't know. The commitment is not there to come certain hours that they are needed, but the commitment is there that they would show up when they have the time.
Okay, Ismael?
Yes, has there been ever an incentive programming, like for every call, there's 10 cents a call for every call you answer, sort of thing, so that, you know, if you get volunteers, you know, they, besides getting pizza and salad, they also leave, as well, today, you know, you made the answer to 100 calls, so you made, you know, $10 or something like that.
We've never done that. I don't know. I would go with the board and to see how I would just cost it out.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, if it's something that's nominal, that's I would
like to get busted for not minimum wage or something.
I would rather have, you know, I want to be careful not to be paying people and have them be like employees.
Right. Yeah.
but we've never tried it. You know, the thing is that if we're losing calls, you know, we're losing a lot of money.
We can give them a thank you gift.
Better than money. So.
Yeah, we could. Okay, we could offer something else. We could, you know, we could offer a different incentive, and that's
50 calls, you get movie tickets or dinner tickets.
Yeah. That's a really good idea, is to offer some kind of incentive.
Michael, did you have a question?
I just had a suggestion. I was wondering if there was ever a calendar where people could put down the times they are planning to volunteer so that people could look and see, oh, my goodness, there's nobody volunteering right now between 3 and 6 on Thursday. I'll put myself down.
We could have that online on our website.
There is.
I think it's on the site.
Well,
there's
a way to sign up for certain shifts, but it doesn't show you a master calendar saying, oh, you know, there's people here, there's nobody here. We don't have that interactivity.
When I volunteered, I couldn't figure out when I was needed most. And, you know, I can volunteer certain slots, but, you know, I would like to come down when you really don't have anyone and desperately need me.
Drive times are the most important. Early in the morning, would you say, Terry?
Six to 11. Yeah, we're
doing
the fund drive
our
own selves and not sharing
it
in
KPFA.
Yes.
Okay, Maggie and Grace, and then maybe we're going to wrap this up.
Just very quickly, we have a banner up on the KPFK website, and we have literally hundreds of people that are interested in volunteering. It's just not being coordinated properly. I mean, we need a volunteer coordinator.
Okay. Grace?
I'd like to just comment that I think it's really important for appearance sake to make sure that the income for fiscal year 2017 is improved over 2016. So the fiscal year ends September 30th. So please bear that in mind, that at the national office, they're going to evaluate KPFK based on an increase or decrease in total revenue as of between October 1st, 2016 to September 30th, 2017. It'd be good if those numbers were up.
Well, we were, the last long fund drive that we had, we did go way over. We went over, we were over 712,000. That was great.
You mean you were over
30-some?
Yeah, we weren't over 700,000. We were over $100,000. $130,000 we went over, which is great. But when you look at the expenses of the station, you know, each and every month, our electricity bill is like $12,000. Our phone bill is ridiculous. And here's the other thing: I have no way to also to crack down on the phones. Some people there's some people calling other countries for hours. That's not a radio show.
Can we cut off other countries?
No, you can't cut off other countries. And you can't monitor that. You can't really monitor that too tightly because there's so many different shows that are taping. There's so many different programs that require long distance. So, but the phone bill is just, it's shocking. So that said, that's why also we need to make our goal. One thing that will help, if the local station board can put this concern to national or to the executive director in particular, also Sam, we get hit with the highest central services. And they think that because they see, oh, they made $600,000. Oh, they made $700,000. They think that we make all this money. But as we know, only a percentage of that comes through, 80-something percent, right? Whatever's pledged, only 80% comes through. And it takes a year sometimes to get it all through. Also, our expenses are more. Yes, our budget is, we need to make more, but it's because of our expenses. We have a very large staff compared to any other station. No other station has.
Not true.
No, Maggie. No other station has. I'm just going to tell you that no other station has paid hosts and paid producers for those hosts. I've checked. KPFT is 100% volunteer. KPFA has a few paid hosts, but they don't have producers that are paid as well. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 or 6. So our payroll is very big, and they're wonderful programmers, and they're wonderful shows. I'm not going to name them out, but you know, they're the strict programming that you hear, and they're on, you know, 5 days a week. So I'm just saying is that our national is expecting more money from us, but we're spending more money because of our large staff and our large expenses. So if
you try to base it on net rather than gross.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Marlena, you had a comment.
I'm
last
going to
comment,
offer volunteer coordinator for free. I'll just do it.
Really?
Yeah, if I can do it remotely.
Okay, I have a. Okay. We have a volunteer to be volunteer coordinator. Yes. Thank you, Marlena.
Thank you.
I know we could go on all day with Christine.
I hadn't been able to come to a lot of these with my life situations and everything like that. So if you do have questions for me, it's good, actually.
I'll follow.
Okay.
I think we're ready to move on to the director's reports.
Thank you.
Grace?
Well, Christine is still here. As part of my director's report, I'd like to mention that there are two lawsuits emanating from KPFK right now, and the legal fees are expensive. Part of what is paid for by Central Services is lawyers' costs. So the two lawsuits, this is public information, are the Sharon Brown, Adriana Casanave, and Ifia Wangaza lawsuit that mainly emanated from actions we took here to adjudicate that Sharon Brown had resigned because of being on a politically appointed commission, And the other one is a wrongful termination lawsuit that's been filed by Leslie Radford. So these lawsuits are expensive and are a burden on the budget of the national office. These things happen. There's no way to really curtail them. We've done what we can, but that exists. So I wanted to mention that as part of the director's report.
Are you certain that the money for those attorney fees comes out of the national and not the individual station?
It actually, in the past, I'm not absolutely certain. In the past, it was billed back to the station where it emanated from. Now, because the Sharon Brown, Adriana Casanave, Ifeah Wangaza lawsuit is not just our station. It's also KPFT and the national office. There may be the expense for it might be spread out. But at least part of it
so
is...
So initially, all the lawsuits that emanate from KPFK, KPFK pays?
Well, in the past, that's definitely the way it's been. So...
Okay.
And we're going to wait for the questions and answers for the directors until the directors all give their reports. Mansoor, are you done with your report?
No, but let the other directors go first, and I'll...
Okay, Mansoor?
Can I read out the report that we given from PNB?
Absolutely.
Okay, so this is a report out for PNB executive sessions of August 17, 2017. The minutes for the August 3rd, 2017 executive sessions were approved. Also, three resolutions related to the audit committee report were approved as following. The PNB accepts and approves the audit report, management letter, and amendment tax return prepared by Regalia and Associate for FY2015. The PNB resolves to engage Regalia and Associate to perform FY2016 audit services pursuant to the terms of the proposed audit engagement agreement approved by the audit committee. The PNB authorizes and designate PNB Secretary and Audit Committee Secretary Aki Tanaka to have the authority to sign the engagement agreement with Regalia and Associate for FY2016 audit on behalf of Pacifica Foundation. Further, as the completion of the 2015 audit is crucial to retaining our nonprofit status and for receiving CPB funding and other grants and donations, and as Pacifica members have the rights to know how their directors voted on the first motion above, the report out shall include how each director voted on the particular motion. Motion: accept and approve the audit report, management letter, and amended tax return prepared by Regalia and Associate for FY2015. The yes are Grace Aaron, Jonathan Alexander, Bill Crozier, Kathy Davis, Rhonda Garner, Sabrina Jacobs, Ken Laufer, Robert Mark, Mansoor Saba, Tim
Shibanda.
No, Tim. TM.
TM
Scrub and Aki Tanaka. And the no votes were Jim Brown, Adriana Casanev, Benito Diaz, Serene Roberts, Timba Shibanda. So it passed 11 yes and 5 no. That's the report.
Okay. Jonathan, do you want to have anything to add on the director's reports?
No, that was pretty much the report I was going to give. Just that we finished our FY 2015 audit in a much shorter time than the previous audits. And looks like 2016 is on track to be concluded even quicker, which is really good news for us when we're trying to apply for grants, CPB funding, and all sorts of other things that we need, as well as keeping our nonprofit license, which was in jeopardy, which should be in a lot less jeopardy now thanks to finishing that. And it's a shame everybody didn't vote to make sure that that was received. Thank you.
Thank you, Jonathan. So that FY 2015 and FY 2016 refers to fiscal years 2015 and fiscal year 2016, which I understand runs from October 1st through the end of September of each year. Thank you. So we're still on director's reports with Grace Aaron.
Yeah, just to reiterate, I believe that the audit came in a little more than half of the last of the 2014 audit, the cost. I think that the 2014 audit cost $140,000 or more, and this audit was about a little under $80,000. Mm-hmm. So that's a huge decrease in expense. Yeah. And I would like to say publicly that I think Sam has done an incredible job of getting the information necessary for this audit. Sam Agarwal, our CFO, and you know, I think that I just thought of this minute. We might want to publicly acknowledge him with a resolution to acknowledge his incredible work in getting the preparation done so this audit could be completed before the Attorney General's deadline of August 27th. We had a deadline. If we didn't reach it, we were going to lose our nonprofit status. I don't know how everyone feels about that, but
the most important part of what has happened is we are saving our nonprofit status. Otherwise, the whole foundation would have just been thrown out. So great work has been accomplished.
Yeah, and the other person I'd like to acknowledge is Barry Brooks has really done a lot of work, not only to get our books in order at KPFK. He's our business manager at KPFK. And he has also been helping the national office in getting the books together for WBAI and WPFW, I believe. So he's been doing really, putting in a lot of hours and helping out a great deal. So I would personally like to publicly acknowledge both Sam Agarwal, our CFO, for his great work in getting the 2015 audit accomplished, and Barry Brooks as well.
Who's our business manager at KPFK.
Thank you.
So we're going to take a stack for questions and answers for the directors. And I'm going to start out with Barbara, then Steve and Roberta.
Okay, I think that's a great idea. I don't know if we need to make a formal motion to acknowledge Sam, so I'll just put that out there. Number two is what any movement on the antenna and the New York situation? Has there been any movement on that? I know there was a deadline of August 21, August.
Yeah, I can respond to that. There was a settlement agreement meeting about 2-3 weeks ago, but nothing much came of it. I think there's going to be another meeting in New York, probably in the court, at the beginning of October. But that's still a very serious and threatening situation.
Thank you.
I just wondered, Monsieur, why was it necessary to amend the 2015 tax return? I think you mentioned that.
Oh, I don't know that. Plus, this is just a report from a closed session.
Oh, okay.
I have nothing else to add to it.
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't issue a tax return until you get the audited financial statement anyway, so I was just wondering what the amendment was about.
I think that
the tax return was issued before we had the audit.
Okay.
So that's why it was amended.
Could we have issued 2016 as well then, pending amendment based on
yes,
the financial statement?
Yes, that's true.
I'd just like to say I think we really found a winner in this audit firm. It's not unusual. You see one audit firm pitch something at $80,000, another one at $140,000, depending on what the firm considers to be necessary to be able to sign off on it. So I think we're really grateful to find a good thing like this. And I can't think of anything that gives us more optimism finally getting these financial statements done. Mm-hmm. Because we can approach big donors now, for one thing. And we're not that desperately in the hole, you know, considering the magnitude of it.
And in fact, because I'm on the audit committee, that's true. We are filing our 2016 tax return before we have our 2016 audit. So it will require
an amount,
based on the information we have. Once we have our final audit, because the tax returns do, we have to do our taxes.
They're going to sign it even before they do the... Okay.
They're doing the tax return, yeah.
Okay.
Roberta?
Yes. To any of our directors that may know, Pacifica has a deadline and presumably a in-person meeting Monday at the Attorney General's office regarding our status. Who is participating in that meeting from Pacifica? Who's our representative? Is
this
it Bill?
Monday?
Tomorrow, I believe.
For the New York situation.
No, for the Attorney General of California for our noncompliance with charitable trust filings, the one that could cost us our nonprofit status. So who is representing the foundation?
Okay, I believe that deadline is August 27th.
I thought it was 21st.
I don't think so. I think it's the 20. I'm pretty sure it's the 27th. And I would assume that it's going to be. We've complied. We've complied with all the particulars in question in the past. The only thing that was hanging was the 2015 audit. There may not be any other necessity other than making the audit for 2015 public and submitting it to the Attorney General's office. There may not be any meeting necessary, but I'm sure that our CFO, Sam Agarwal, is on top of that, and our interim ED, Bill Crozier. I also like to take just a second to thank Jamie and Dorothy and myself for being on the audit committee. It's been a lot of work and a lot of meetings, and we just really did pull it through, and attending those meetings has been crucial to getting the audit approved and pushed forward. So we had a lot to do with it, as well as other members of that committee.
Thank you, Grace. Fernando?
Well, you did mention that our situation with BAI and the problem we have with the antenna and our debt towards people who own the building. If we do not reach an understanding with them, how serious is it? Is it possible for them to attempt to freeze our assets?
Absolutely. It's a very, very dangerous situation. We owe them... I believe in the order of $2.3 million. And they already petitioned the courts for summary judgment. If they were to be granted a summary judgment, they could attach any and all of our bank accounts, probably forcing us into bankruptcy. So we need to, we're going to try to negotiate some sort of settlement with them. And probably the courts will agree to that. We're also doing a major public relations campaign. Just to reiterate the situation briefly, what happened was we've had our transmitters on top of the Empire State Building for like something like 30 years in New York. We had a contract that expired in 2006. What happened was, in New York, you have to have your antenna at the highest point in the city in order to have good reception because of the tall buildings, because the tall buildings block the signal. So before 9/11, a lot of the transmitters were on top of the Twin Towers. Then, when the Twin Towers were destroyed, the only game in town was the Empire State Building. So there was a sort of monopoly situation at that time, and it was kind of extortion. We had to sign a contract. The contract was signed in 2006 for 15 years. It was a poor contract. It may have been a mistake on the part of the person who signed it. The person who signed it was Ambrose Lane, who was probably the ED at that time. He's from WPFW. He's no longer alive. He signed a 15-year contract that had very large increases in fees, in rental fees, over the years. And I think it was like something like between 7 and 9% a year increase in the monthly fees. Right now, it's about $55,000 a month in rental fees for being on top of the Empire State Building. It is a contract. It's legal. Lawyers have gone over it. There's really nothing wrong with the contract itself that we can use as a way to get out of it. What we're doing public relations-wise is trying to say that the Empire State Building had a de facto monopoly and is abusing that, and so we're trying to use that as some sort of leverage, although it's not likely legally that that's a good argument, but it's the argument we are making. But we're trying to do a public relations campaign, which has been going very well. The mayor of New York has been speaking in our defense, city council people, the controller of the state of New York. So we've gotten a lot of political support. And we feel that possibly the public relations and political support may make it easier to get some sort of settlement done. Does that explain everything?
Thank you. Any other questions for our directors before we move on to our treasurer's report? Hearing none, Mr. Treasurer, would you like to give us a report?
Yes, a brief report. We started working on the budget. That's me and Barry Brooks and the interim general manager. And the national office has sent down refreshed templates, in other words, where you plug in base information and it comes up with a projected budget. So we're working on that, and the national office has been busy with the audit, so they've postponed the timeline for budgets, and we'll be within that timeline. KPFK. That's about it. And local. And the National Finance Committee has passed a resolution that has subsequently been approved by the Pacifica National Board, establishing what I call an ad hoc committee composed of the executive director, the CFO, the chair of the National Finance Committee, and one other person that could be selected by that group as a legal counsel, you know, basically a volunteer. It's just a committee to handle monitoring of any extraordinary expenses so that, because in the past we've had general managers make commitments for advertising or regalias or equipment that's been excessive and outside of budget. So we're having this committee now, which it's small enough so that it's not it's going to be effective, and it's broad enough so it's not in the hands of one person to handle any time that a station wants to make a big term obligation. It's called contracts and commitments. I think that's what it's called, the Contracts and Commitments Committee. So that would be also in terms of signing major contracts. And I think it's going to be good there because it's going to monitor those kinds of events that have stuck us with big bills that we have to pay. Other than that, that's the majority of the report. And, I'm sorry I didn't bring copies of that, but it's I can distribute them. I will. I'll send out emails to everybody on the LSB.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry, Christine, you got a question back there?
Can you, I had spoken to you in particular about my concern
with the...
The board knows... Yeah, the board
we have knows. A motion in this meeting to approve that.
Okay, so, yeah, just...
Yeah, that's absolutely correct.
Just so you hear it from me, my concern, I was against, and I put it out in writing a couple times, I was against the decision from
from Sam and Bill, after Sam said that, about not paying towards the pension, not making a payment plan or anything like that. So I want us to make sure that we take care of that and we don't have to wait for all of the stations to be able to pay those pensions back to their employees.
That's exactly a motion that's in new business of this meeting. But also, I think it's proper to consider pension plan payments are budgeted.
Yes.
So it's not that's not what that other policy I talked about. The other policy is where somebody gets sold on a marketing plan or a new Xerox system or telephone system, and it's just something blue sky. That's what we're trying to prevent.
I just wanted to make sure that this body realizes that even if I had the money that we owe the pension, the pension plan, if I had it right here in my pocket, the National would not let me put it into people's accounts because, well, poor BAI doesn't have enough of money. And that doesn't make any sense to me because we're going to get hit with more and more fees. And we're in arbitration next month, the 14th.
Thank you. Okay, any other questions?
Any other questions for our treasurer?